USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has called for the state attorney general and its chief appeals court judge to launch an independent investigation into claims that he sexually harassed two female aides, Charlotte Bennett and Lindsay Boylan.
President Biden has been consistent that he believes that every woman should be heard, should be treated with respect and with dignity. Charlotte should be treated with respect and dignity. So should Lindsay. And there should be an independent review. And that's certainly something he supports and we believe should move forward as quickly as possible.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on CNN's State of the Union. New York Attorney General Letitia James has rejected Governor Cuomo's proposal to select an independent investigator. The 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump, has taken the stage at CPAC in Orlando as the four-day conservative gathering wraps up with Trump's first major appearance since his presidency ended 6 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Protests across the globe have ended in death, destruction, and arrests. Security forces breaking up protests in Myanmar opened fire on a crowd, killing at least 18 and wounding 30. Protesters against the military seizure of power are demanding that the elected government be restored to power after being ousted by a coup 4 weeks ago. 10 people in Barcelona were arrested for assaulting police over the jailing of a rapper for glorifying terrorism and insulting royalty in his songs. Around 2,000 marched calling for the release of Pablo Hasél. A crowd set fire to a police van, smashed storefronts, looted businesses, and threw glass bottles at officers. In Bangkok, police used tear gas and a water cannon on protesters at a military base. The group calling for the king to give up command of the army also threw bottles at police. And in downtown Portland, Oregon, several businesses were damaged as demonstrators smashed windows and tagged buildings with graffiti. Protesters said they oppose the Biden administration's immigration policy and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
75,236,000 doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in the U.S. as of today, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Nearly 25 million people have been fully vaccinated with both doses. There are about 21 million doses on hand nationwide. A shipment of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine given emergency use authorization by the Food and Drug Administration will significantly add to the number of available doses, with 20 million expected to be shipped out by the end of next month. In an interview with the Epoch Times, Representative Daryl Issa of California declared there's no reason the government should call for vaccinated Americans to wear a mask.
The comments from Congressman Issa came while the member of the GOP from California spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference.
For the first time ever, here is a series of vaccines, safe and effective, 95%+. And what's happening? They're telling us to leave our mask on, to continue social distancing. That's absurd. The benefit of taking this safe and effective vaccine is so you can get about your life, go back to doing things as usual.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A flight instructor and student were rescued off the coast of Hawaii after having to abort their aircraft due to engine trouble, spending about an hour in the water before being rescued. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.